To everybody out there, I hope you had a chance to recap on the following Friday session and what we did last week. This week, I'm going to introduce some new exercises which you use a chair. Now, the chair has to have a flat seat or a flat back, and ideally, you need a soft ball. The ball is about the same size as a football. And I do have them if anybody wants to get one for themselves. So let's start with our breathing and our warm-up. So remember now that breathing is the most important thing that we can do, particularly at the moment, to expand the lungs and try and get as much air as we possibly can into them, as much exercise as of the lungs. So if you can, and you've got a garden, or go outside and do your breathing outside. If you haven't got a garden, open the window and try and get the fresh air into the lungs. That's so important. Okay, and then the next one, we go check onto your posture, and remember where we start. We start the posture with your feet. Lead all your awareness up to your head, and then go into your balance. And when you're balancing, you're going to do it on your right foot. Both feet first, sorry. Then your right foot, take your left foot off the floor. Then change from the left foot to the right foot. And then go back to your right foot and close your eyes. Hold on to a chair if you have difficulty with this, closing your eyes. Okay. Now, let's go on to the cardio, because if you can't get out and you can't walk, you know, it's very important to do the cardio. So, again, feet are facing forward, knees relaxed. Remember, don't hyperextend your knees. And then we're going to just march on the spot, a little bit of a run in the march. So it's 1, 2, 3, kick out with your right foot, 1, 2, 3, kick out with your left foot. Just keep that going until you can feel that your breath, you really moved your breath, and you can feel that you've actually moved your breath. You will feel that very quickly. It's quite a strong exercise, although it doesn't sound as if it is, but try it and see. So the introduction to the chair exercises, if you came to my classes, you will agree that they work. They work for any age group, but they are quite challenging. I think everybody thinks if they're sitting down to do something, it's, you know, basically for anybody that can't move. But no, it's for everybody. You need a chair with a flat seat and a flat back. Sit on the front of the chair. Check your sit bones. Put weight evenly on both feet, flat on the floor. Again, check your pelvic floor muscles. Engage it and keep it where it should be, at the midline point. Then spread your legs apart, just so that they come away from the hip joint, but just don't push them. Just feel quite naturally, but they are apart. So just feel that leg spread. And then move your arms above your head. Breathe in. As you breathe out, swing your arms down towards the floor. Do that 3 times. Remember, it's breathe in and breathe out as you swing your arms down towards the floor. That's 3 times we're going to do that. Sit back on the chair now and place the ball just in between your shoulder blades, and then push against the back of the chair. This is why you need a chair with a flat back. So you've got shoulder blades to make contact with the back of the chair with the ball. Bring your hands up to your breastbone and elbows in line with your hands. Leave your left fingers pressed against the breastbone. Take your right arm backwards. Keep the elbows in line with your shoulders. Keep that elbow in line with your shoulders all the time. Okay, and then your right arm goes back. As you bring your right elbow back, keep the elbow in line with the shoulders all the time. And that's a strong movements 10 times. Also, don't move your head. Keep looking forward all the time. And change and do the same with the left arm. When you've done that with both arms, again, your fingers now are in front of your breastbone, and you're going to breathe in, breathe out, and take both elbows back at the same time. Concentrate on your breathing. In to prepare, out as your arms move back. So it's in to prepare for the movement, out as your arms move back. You'll find that they are quite strenuous once you start. Next, the same position with the ball behind your back and in contact with the back of the chair. Put your right fingers onto your right shoulder and rotate your right arm back. Just rotate the elbow back 10 times. Don't move anything else except your elbow. Again, keep your head straight, looking straight ahead, and don't move your head at all. Then move your right fingers just behind your ears, and it's just literally your fingers just behind your ears. Pull your shoulders back, make sure those shoulders go really far back, as far as they can. Don't move anything now except your right elbow up and down 10 times. Change to the left and the same things. Okay. So you're now going to change to the left, the same thing. Then your right and left fingers onto both shoulders. 10 times back with both shoulders. Make sure the elbows are moving. And then again, fingers on both hands behind both ears. The only thing that's moving now is your elbows up and down 10 times. Most important that you push the shoulder blades back and keep the shoulders back. The only thing that's going to move are your elbows. Keep your head still, and the elbows are doing the movement up and down. From the same position on the chair, check your sit bones, and your pelvic floor. Then cross your right leg over your left knee. Right hand goes onto the right knee. Left hand goes onto the right ankle. Again, think sit bones. Engage the lower abs and move forward. Keep looking straight ahead. Move forward from the sit bones 6 times. The movement's coming from your sit bones, but you've engaged your abdominals. And then, without moving anything else, or with any other parts, the position now turns towards your knee. So your head and your shoulders have turned towards your knee. Go forward towards your ankle for 6, and go turn again into the center and go to your knee for 6. Then you bring your arms into what's called a Cossack position, which is your arms are folded at shoulder level. Again, head very still, keep looking forward, and come forward from your sit bones, and again for 6 movements. Okay, and then remember to change your leg, so you're doing it with your right leg over your left knee to start with, and then your left knee over your right leg. When just check again now that the foot that's on the floor is flat, and your knee, your right knee, should be right underneath your hip, in line with your hip. So you've got your foot, your knee above your foot, and your knee is in line with your hips. Don't forget to breathe as you prepare for the movement. Out as you move forward, in as you move. Okay? Before you do these exercises, just get onto your chair without the ball and stand up onto both feet, then sit down again, not giving yourself any assistance from your hands. Just see if you can move from your feet and your knees. So again, with the breath, breathe in, breathe out, stand up, breathe in, breathe out, sit down. Now, if you don't want to use your breath on this at the moment, just try that literally standing up, sitting down without using your hands. And I'd like you to try that before you start these exercises, and then try the exercises after you've done them, and you may feel a lot of difference. After you've done the exercises, you can do the bridge or three roll downs if you're running out of time. And if you want to leave the relaxation for this time, maybe we'll do that tomorrow. And if there are any exercises that you're not clear about, try to contact us. Let's have some feedback. Let me know what you think and what you may need. There may be special exercises for, say, like back pains or shoulders or neck. So let me know. I'd be more than happy to help you in any particular way I can. Thanks very much for listening, and let's see what we can do this week.